This is PodTech News for Thursday, July 6th. I'm Catherine Giraudeau. Bloomberg News reported yesterday that Microsoft is planning to release a digital music and video player to rival the iPod this holiday season. Many media outlets are furthering the story today. The new player is rumored to include a larger video screen than the video iPod, as well as wireless connectivity. Up to now, Microsoft has partnered with third-party hardware manufacturers to create digital music players like the iRiver that work with its Windows Media Player. But it's so far not ventured into building the hardware itself. The company has reportedly tapped Xbox developers Robbie Bach and Jay Allard to build the player. If the rumors are true, Microsoft will face stiff competition in this arena. Apple currently claims more than three-quarters of the market for MP3 players with its iPod line. We called Van Baker, a research vice president with Gartner, Inc., to find out whether he thinks Microsoft could compete with Apple's iPod at this stage of the game.
It's all going to hinge on the experience for the consumer, because the reason why iPod has been as successful as it's been in the market is partially because it's an attractive player, has nice industrial design and a good user interface and those kind of things. But primarily, its success is due to the fact that iPod and iTunes work so well together. It's such a seamless experience for the consumer. You know, the ability to just plug the thing in and have all of your music show up on your iPod is pretty simple and pretty easy and pretty understandable for most consumers. Microsoft has never approached that level of user experience with their Windows Media Player and the hardware products from the third parties in the marketplace.
I also wondered about the lifestyle niche that's created around the iPod. I mean, you kind of touched on that with the fact that the ecosystem is sleek, it's simple, it's easy to use, it works well. And Apple has also really focused on marketing its products more as lifestyle than technology choices. And Microsoft doesn't have much of a track record in that particular area. Do you think it can successfully market a digital music player to compete?
That's going to be a challenge, because, I mean, Microsoft's not alone in that failure to have marketing DNA, shall we say. You know, most companies in the technology industry have an engineering-driven culture, and that leads them down the path of saying, well, if we have 100 features in this product, we should talk about all 100 features, and that they're not very good at the discipline that's needed in marketing, where you basically follow the simple rules of say three things, say it three times, and make the message simple and clear for the consumer. So Microsoft is going to be challenged. However, that said, they have enjoyed a degree of success in the game console market with the Xbox and the Xbox 360. And the gentleman who's rumored to be working on this product is the guy who brought the Xbox 360 to market. And he's got some talent to him. And so, there's a distinct possibility that they will do a much better job than they normally do some of the other products that they've had in the marketplace.
Again, the iPod's success has had to do with its ecosystem, but one thing it doesn't have yet is wireless connectivity so that users can download music or video anywhere. And this is a feature that's, again, been rumored to be planned as part of Microsoft's digital music player. Any inkling of that? Any inkling of whether Apple is planning to add that feature to its next version of the iPod, and whether this is the next feature that digital devices need to have?
Well, I think there's some risk that Microsoft may be getting out in front of the market a little bit, if indeed that's what they're doing, for the simple reason that, most consumers are pretty happy with getting their music downloaded to their PC or their Macintosh, and then syncing it up with a handheld player. You know, the PC is the repository where their music lives. You know, that's where they rip their CDs. That's where they acquire the music that they buy from a music service and keep it. And, the handheld device gets filled up by virtue of them connecting it to the PC. And so I think in many ways the rumored feature of being able to connect via Wi-Fi and download music directly is very much in line with the way that the Microsoft culture sees things going forward, in that many people at Microsoft believe that all content resides in the cloud, and ultimately everybody just wants to be able to have access to all their content via the internet, no matter where they are. And so in that sense, it's the rumored feature aligns itself with sort of the cultural thinking of Microsoft. But Microsoft is not the market, and nor are the tech savvy people out there. The real heart of the market is the average music lover who wants to be able to get their music and put it on a handheld device and take it with them, or listen to it at home. And the simpler, the better. And so in that sense, I'd be concerned that Microsoft may be out, a little bit out in front of the market.
Well, Van, thank you very much for taking the time to speculate with me about this.
No problem.
Van Baker is a research vice president with Gartner, Inc. He covers media and consumer technologies.